July 23, 1912. Once Jesus has made a perfect conquest of the heart of the creature, he exercises his own right in full freedom, making her rise again or operate. But it's always love. Finding myself with my always adorable Jesus, I was lamenting to him because, in addition to his privations, I also felt my poor heart insensitive, cold and indifferent to everything, as if it no longer had a life. How pitiful my state is. And even so, I am unable to cry over my misfortune. Since I don't know how to feel sorry for myself, you, please, have compassion for this heart, which you loved so much, and which you promised so much to receive. And Jesus, my daughter, do not trouble yourself for something that does not deserve any affliction. Instead of feeling compassion for your lamentations and for your heart, I am pleased and I tell you, rejoice with me, because I have made a perfect purchase of your heart. Since you no longer feel anything of your own contentments and of the life of your heart, I will come and enjoy your contentment and your life. You must know that when you do not feel anything from your heart, I pull your heart into my heart and I keep it there, resting in sweet sleep, while I enjoy it. If you feel it, then the enjoyment is together. If you let me do, after I have given you rest in my heart and enjoyed in you, I will come to rest within you and I will make you enjoy the contentments of my heart. Ah, my daughter, this was necessary for you, for me and for the world. For you, if you had been awake, you would have suffered very much in seeing the chastisements that I am sending now, and the others that I will send. Therefore, it is necessary to make you content, not to make you suffer greatly. It is necessary for me, how much I would have suffered, had I not made you content, had I not conceded what you would have wanted, since you would not permit me to send chastisements. This is why it was necessary to put you to sleep. In certain sad times of necessity and chastisements, it is necessary to choose ways in the middle in order to be less unhappy. It is necessary for the world, if I wanted to pour myself out with you and make you suffer, as I once made you suffer, therefore making you content by saving the world from the chastisements, faith, religion and salvation would be even more banned by the world, especially considering the attitude of the souls during these times. Ah, my daughter, let me do, whether I have to keep you awake or asleep. Didn't you tell me to make of you whatever I wanted? Do you perhaps want to withdraw your word? And I, but, oh Jesus, it is rather that I fear that I've become bad and, because of this, I feel in such a state. And Jesus, listen, my daughter. Is it perhaps that some thought, affection or desire which is not mine entered into you? If this were the case, you should fear me, but if this is not, it's a sign that I keep your heart within me and that I make it sleep. The time will come when I will wake it up. Then you will see that you will take the attitude of before, and since you will have rested, this attitude will be greater. Then he added, I make souls of all kinds, I do the ones sleepy with love, the ignorant of love, the crazy of love, the erudite of love. But do you know what interests me the most? That all be love. I don't so much as look at the rest, which is not love.